This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 161 for Thursday, November 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small gains Thursday morning in thin and choppy activity, with markets in the U.S. closed for Thanksgiving. U.S. markets will only open for reduced hours tomorrow, and the lack of direction from the soy complex has the canola market consolidating just above its September lows. Prices 40 cents to $2 higher in early activity. January up $1.30 at $565.90 per ton. Ideas recent losses were overdone provided support, with tightening supply projections ahead of next week's StatsCan production report adding to today's firm tone. However, uncertainty over trade policy when Donald Trump takes office in the U.S. in the new year did keep some caution in the futures. U.S. markets will continue to try and make sense of what Trump's tariff threats will mean for trade flows when activity resumes tomorrow. China is a major buyer of soybeans and corn. Attention is also on South American crop conditions, with recent rainfall in Brazil adding to expectations for record large soybean and corn crops from the country. Soybeans, January soybeans settled at 988 and 3/4 per bushel yesterday and look to be stuck in a sideways trading range between about 980 and 1020 per bushel, waiting for a fresh catalyst to take values outside of that range. Corn also in a sideways trading pattern. The March contract trading between 420 and 440 per bushel. Yesterday, it closed at 428. Export demand has been solid for U.S. corn so far this year, with Mexico a major buyer. However, that business could change if Trump's trade talk leads to reduced demand from the country. Wheat futures, they were trading just above contract lows ahead of the Thanksgiving break, with relatively favorable conditions for U.S. winter wheat as it enters dormancy behind some of the latest weakness. The fact that cheaper grain from Russia continues to move on the global market, despite the escalating conflict with Ukraine, has also weighed on wheat prices lately. Minneapolis spring wheat settled at $5.91 per bushel yesterday in the March contract. Kansas City hard red winter wheat at $5.44.5 in March. Chicago soft wheat last traded at $5.48.5 per bushel yesterday. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 28th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.